Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans will face the Patriots December 1st, primetime Sunday night football. We'll have the full schedule, 7 o'clock today. Rich Lord working overtime. Sean Pendergast, Wade Smith, going to keep you covered. It's going to be the live unveiling of the Texans schedule. I'm sure as the leaks come out, they'll have it for you as well on the Triple Threat, following myself, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, right here on Sports Radio 610. We're already labeling this the game that Bill O'Brien needs to look at, that the opportunity to get over the hump. I can't imagine what else is going to happen. My Chiefs-Texans is still alive to open the season. It's still alive, J-Lo. I know there was fake schedule leaks yesterday where it said the Chiefs were facing the Patriots. Not sure if that's come out as of yet, but as of right now, my Chiefs-Patriots, our Chiefs-Texans to open the season, still alive.
It's still alive. That is absolutely still alive. Still alive are some great primetime games. That would be a Sunday night game, the Patriots on December 1st. They're going to play on Thursday night. They're going to play on Monday night. The Patriots have 5 primetime games. Do you think the Texans will just have the 3, or do you think that could be another primetime game?
I think there's going to be 4. I'm going with 4. I think the Texans will be primetime 4 times this year.
I mean, they have the swag, you know. They're coming off a good record. They have J.J. Watt. They have Deshaun Watson. They have DeAndre Hopkins. They have all the ingredients, you know, and they got the rivals. See, I think a primetime game could be the Colts. That would be one of my predictions.
It's going to be a Monday night game. I feel very confident saying that's
going to
be a Monday night game.
I think that could be a Monday night game. Didn't we say that the other day as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's going to be a Thursday night game as well. Maybe the Raiders, something like that. A lot of times they like to put, you know.
Well, everybody has to play, you know.
Yeah. So I think there's going to be 4 primetime games. What's your favorite form of primetime football? Between Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night.
I get that Sunday night football is bigger now in the league and around the league. There's still just something about Monday night for me, man. And maybe it's because I grew up with Howard Cosell.
Hank Williams.
Yeah. Well, and then it graduated to Hank Williams. And maybe it's just Monday night was always special to me. And I just still am, you know, kind of just on that path. There's just something about Monday night still to me.
Sunday night does it for me. And I think a lot of people can relate to this, but your fantasy team's playing, all the action in the NFL, the 12 o'clock slate, the 3 o'clock slate, you take it all in, and it's almost just so fast moving. Like, it's almost like a drug when you're watching football on from noon to 6. It's just like it's almost just like I've never done, you know, hardcore drugs, but I can just imagine
Define
the rush
hardcore.
That you feel. You know what hardcore drugs are.
Who was on crack?
Yeah, that. Like, it's such a rush because when you're in the moment, you're just so consumed with the football. You're wondering what's going on. You're watching a game. You're flipping to red zone. And then you get an hour and a half to unwind after the 6 o'clock game ends. And you just try to revisit and catch up with everything that's happened around the league. And then your fantasy team shaped up. You know you got 2 matchups left. So you know what you need on this Sunday night. You know what you need on Monday. And, oh, by the way, your team happens to be playing on Sunday night. So it's just been a buildup towards that. Nothing better than your team playing on Sunday night for me. I get it.
And that's a bigger game around the league. But for me personally, I just like Monday night because you're the only game in town. You know, everybody's watching you. And as much as I hate Thursday night games, and I think there should not be Thursday night games, with one exception. Thanksgiving.
Triple header now.
Thanksgiving should be the only time you're playing on Thursday night. And now it's a triple header, so you can get several teams in. Because, like, everyone, I mean, non-loyal fans, I mean, non-hardcore fans are watching because they're eating their turkey sandwich or whatever it may be.
I could see maybe the Texans sneaking into that night Thanksgiving game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Or any of them.
I love the first one.
Against the Lions. They're not playing the Lions.
It's always the Lions. It's always the Cowboys. Yeah. And then they've put it to where they put a night game usually on the NFL Network. But it's absolutely great. Texans opponents, though, in case you don't know, they're going to face all 3 teams in the division at home and on the road. At NRG, they'll have the Raiders led by Antonio Brown. They'll have the Joe Flacco led Denver Broncos. December 1st, as we've already said, they're going to have the New England Patriots, the defending Super Bowl champs. Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers at home. That's actually a game you want early because of Cam's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything that you can root for in the schedule when it's released tonight, you want Carolina early because of Cam Newton's shoulder. But they're going to have Cam Newton, and then they're going to have the Atlanta Falcons looking to bounce back. Kind of been a downward spiral for them at home. On the road, you go to Kansas City, face Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. You're going to go to Los Angeles to face the Chargers, Phillip Rivers and his 35 kids. You're going to face the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh just got locked up as well. You're going to face the New Orleans Saints. You're going to go there. Hopefully that's a primetime game. Hopefully not a very long trip for Texans fans. And then Jameis Winston in a make-or-break year, you're going to go to Tampa Bay and face Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight? How many
Oh, I forgot about that, Figgy. Good drop there. And you're going to London for Jacksonville. That's big time.
You're going to London, right?
I'm going to do everything I can. I think I'm going to really try to go. That's a blast. But here's the other thing: if you've never traveled with the Texans, and the Texans have a really good traveling group of fans, you can drive to New Orleans, man. You can drive to New Orleans. I mean, that's a hard ticket to get, but if you start now, maybe you can get the ticket, drive to New Orleans. Heck, you could drive down and drive back, or you know, whatever. You know, it's definitely doable.
Landry Locker, John Lopez playing the hits here on Sports Radio 610. One of the newest members of the Texans, safety Tashaun Gipson, joined the show yesterday. I asked him who he wanted to smash because Justin Reed, the second-year safety for the Texans, said he wants to smash Antonio Brown. I asked Tashaun Gipson who he wanted to smash, and I led him in the right direction.
I'm a more laid-back guy, man. So, you know, I don't put bulletin board out there. But, you know, there's a couple of guys.
Hey, just say T.Y. Hilton and you'll win over the fan base immediately. Just say T.Y. Hilton and we'll be good.
I want to smash T.Y. Hilton. There you go.
Thank you. We set the agenda for Tashaun Gipson. I really feel like we kind of gave him a grasp of the fan base because I led him. I did lead him, I'll admit it.
But you got to like a guy that plays along.
But I led him. I also led him there, and I also led him to the Honey Badger when I asked him the difference between him and the Honey Badger. And I said, you don't have Twitter, do you? He said, no. I said, well, that's the biggest difference between y'all. He lives on Twitter, and you don't. He said that. He said, yeah, the biggest difference, he has Twitter, I don't. And then he went on the podium 50 minutes later and said the exact same thing. It's. I'm just telling you, man.
He was asking
a lot
about
that. We are
the pulse
of the city, bro. We're the pulse of the city, bro.
And he was just asked about all that stuff. And it actually got to be a little bit like somebody was tweeting about it. I think Cody Stutes was. And Honey Badger blocked him.
Good.
Trigger fingers, turn to Twitter fingers.
No, honestly, he needs to block. Like, I blocked the Honey Badger because I'm tired of him. I'm sick and tired of the guy.
The Honey Badger.
I feel sorry for him. Like, for someone who rolls as deep as he does and has all these guys that basically live off
the
payroll.
Let's be honest. He's got a lot of swag, you know.
He's been through a lot.
He's got it going.
But the fact that none of his buddies have told him you need to block people or you need to stay off Twitter and not do this.
I have to stay off Twitter because I'm going to lose my mind.
Honey Badger should have listened to Vandy.
Yeah.
But the more people he blocks, the better. But he's got all these guys in his circle that say, when one of us makes it, all of us makes it. And they want to, like, take the Instagram photos with him and stuff. Look out for the guy and tell him to stop. I'm happy for the Honey Badger. Looks like there's some growth. But you know what? When the Texans play the Chiefs, you admitted you're not a cover two safety.
That's an opener.
You admitted you're not a cover two safety. Bill O'Brien, take notes and go right at the Honey Badger. Pick on him because we saw how terrible he was last year in coverage. Tashaun Gipson, he's better at guarding tight ends than the Honey Badger. We saw Rob Gronkowski week one, 124 yards and a touchdown. Zach Ertz week 16, he went off. Tashaun Gipson kept both of them in check last year, and he has some passion when it comes to manning up with the tight ends. This is what he said yesterday when he made his first appearance on Sports Radio 610 right here.
That's something I take true pride in. I truly don't mind. Put me on the island all day with your best tight end, and it's mano a mano, and I take pride in that. That's something that I'm excited about doing week in and week out. So, you know, coming here, I understood that, you know, this is a team that likes to play, man, and, you know, just from speaking to, you know, the D.C., Coach O.B. And you know, the GM, that's the emphasis that they want to put on it. And, you know, they couldn't have found a better guy for the job, man, because I felt like when it comes to that, man, that's just what I do.
Damn.
He's an impressive cat. Now, let's hope it trans.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.